Some people thought the swamp should be drained. They believed it would be a good place to grow crops. They said draining the swamp would also stop flooding. Other people hoped oil would be found there. In 1934, Congress passed a resolution to create Everglades National Park.
That saved the swamp.
However, the park wouldn't be created for another 13 years. Meanwhile, threats to the park continued. The Everglades was a swamp. It was a few inches deep but many miles wide. Some people called it a giant puddle. The Everglades needed to have water flowing into it. Outside the Everglades, people were diverting streams and rivers. Those who loved the Everglades were very worried. If something didn't happen soon, there would be nothing left to preserve. Finally, in 1947, President Harry S. Truman signed the law that established Everglades National Park. The goal set by Ernst Coe back in the 1920s had finally been completed. Caption: Its beauty is rather subtle to the average observer in search of the spectacular, wrote the committee that recommended creating Everglades National Park.